This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
What's up, folks? Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Saturday, as we say, right?
Sure.
We mean sure. It's a beautiful drive down. Beautiful drive down.
There was a lot of cars on the road, though. Must be people trying to get out to enjoy the beautiful day, right?
Probably, man. It's going to be another beautiful day. It's been nice and warm out. Not too crazy. Yeah, it's been beautiful. And just trucking along, fixing cars, you know, the way we do it. All that great stuff. We do appreciate you joining this morning. We are here live. You can give us a call with anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, and we're here to talk to you about. Today we're talking about cars burning more oil than they should, especially new cars. Wouldn't you love to buy a $100,000 car and it goes through a quart of oil every 1,000 miles?
Well, I have a feeling that's going to be the new thing because they're running such thin motor oils.
They do. They're definitely, you know, we're doing the OW20s and things like that for flow rates so that they get good lubrication and all that. A lot of newer cars are running that thinner oil, like you state.
And they also go more mileage, too. So, 'cause it used to be 3,000. Thicker oils, but the thicker oils obviously cause, you know, more fuel consumption.
Well, that's more friction inside the motor and along with all kinds of things going on in there, which cause higher gas usage, you know, worse gas mileage, in other words. One of those things. Sorry, I was looking up the news, had the terrible thing, that guy that hit that other guy from behind. We're living in a crazy world, man. I'm glad I just get to talk about cars. I'll tell you what, there are crazy folk out there.
Was it a car accident?
No, it was that guy that punched that other guy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, I thought it was a car accident.
People
Sorry.
Are off their rockers.
Yeah, yeah.
At least cars don't get too crazy on you, you know?
But there's crazy people in cars, and they'll do
crazy. Oh, that's scary,
things.
Too. Yeah, we don't need that either. Yeah. Well, thank God that guy wasn't driving a car.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, Kevin is right. So the, you know, thicker oils used to have a higher friction downfall, which created worse gas mileage. The flow rates that we have now, they're with better lubrication. We have tighter tolerances inside a motor, so that's why we need
thinner oil
for flow rates to make sure everything's lubricated properly, etc. Items like that, which are very important. So just a couple of things that go along with that, along with a lot of other things. And in the higher mileage, you said yes, when your oil breaks down, it tends to pull it past the rings. Plus we have all kinds of things, such as, ceramic coated cylinders now and yep. All different things, but we're going to be talking about all that different stuff here. Just, anything automotive related though. Besides that, you can give us a call 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Let's, real quick grab Dave. He's got a question. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, sir. I actually have a real car related question for you this morning.
We specialize in those.
So, I bought a 2002 Acura, and I've had it for about 6,000 miles now, and I've always put regular unleaded fuel in my vehicle, and I was actually reading the owner's manual and that little door that opens up so I could put gas in the car, and it says use premium only.
Yep.
5 or 6,000 miles of regular unleaded will do what to a 2002 Acura 3.5 RL.
Well, so the whole thing behind that is you can get pre-detonation. The reason that that car, they require, and a lot of BMWs, things like that, is the compression ratio they're running in the vehicle. So when you put a lower octane fuel in as it injects it, it tends to sometimes pre-detonate. What can happen over time is you can get pre-detonation damage, which is to the top of the pistons, the valve, etc. So sometimes it affects them, sometimes it doesn't. It's hard to say as far as that goes. But go ahead.
I just started putting premium in, so
gotcha.
I guess I should follow the rules. Is that correct?
Well, it definitely will avoid the car having pre-detonation. I know some folks sometimes step down to mid-grade. So instead of going like to regular fuel, they use like an 89 instead of the 91, and that works fine. But the key to this is if you're tuned into it, because some pre-detonation you can't hear, but if it's bad enough, you'll definitely hear it. So, and when you'll tend to get that with a higher compression vehicle is like accelerating up an on-ramp, you'll pick it up and you can actually hear it if it pre-detonates. You've heard a car pre-detonate before, I presume, correct?
I probably have, but I don't know that I would know it. So well, I'm going to have to...
You'd know it if you hear it. It's the pinging. It's a pinging kind of sound.
Oh.
Yeah. It sounds like marbles in your motor. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, so. I have heard that. And then it reminds me of the old Gulf gasoline commercials. Ping, ping, ping. The guy's trying to sneak in late and his wife hears his car pinging all the way home.
Exactly.
And it wakes her up, so he gets in trouble.
Exactly. That's it. So, but that is the damage that can happen on a vehicle when you don't run a premium fuel and it's set up for it, because it's timing, it's combustion, compression ratios, items like that, that when they engineer the car, they engineer it for a higher octane rating.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Hey,
enjoy
Dave.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks for the call, take man. Care. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Good question when it comes to gasoline, for sure.
Yes.
Yep. So good stuff. But we're here to answer any questions. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As stated this morning, we're talking about cars and burning oil. So we have seen this a lot, though, with a certain brands of newer cars, that the burning oil thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So in the last part that Kevin brought up, which is very important, is if you extend your oil change out to 10,000 miles, and let's say that you bought yourself a new Acura. Let's just go with Acura. And that vehicle holds 5 quarts of oil, and it's all of a sudden burning a quart every 1,000 miles. How much oil will you have in the engine at let's just say at a 7,500 mile oil change when you get there?
None.
Now that's a problem, right?
Yes.
So yeah, actually Cadillac started seeing a problem with their vehicles burning some oil, and they were at around 10,000 to 11,000. And they backed it back down to 6,500 miles, I believe, because they'd had cars towed in that were brand new and there was no oil in them. The motors were launched on them. So then they initially, with the people driving them, like, well, why didn't you check the oil? Well, I buy a brand new car. Well, why do I need to check the oil on it? You know, I have a chain, you know, it's one of those things. So it may not be a bad idea to check the oil on your vehicle, even if it is a new vehicle. I check the oil on mine every so often, to be honest with you. So one of those things, you never know when folks are going to start to, or a car is going to start burning your oil, and then you don't want to run it out of oil. That's for sure, right?
No.
It's a definite a no-no. So, all right, let's take Bruce real quick in Carlsbad. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. A couple questions.
Sure.
And this is with respect to what you were talking about a couple of weeks ago, the Carfax and selling a used car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had heard that there's a bit of a scam going on with those Carfax because it includes the VIN number,
mm-hmm.
and that you should not send that to just anybody, and that they're scammers are trying to get a hold of that VIN number. I think they apply it to stolen cars, something. Had you heard anything like that?
I haven't, but when you run, if you do a Carfax yourself, it, straight through Carfax and pay for it, it just, and you put the VIN number in, you know, like you get it off of a vehicle you're wanting to buy, that's pretty safe through the Carfax website. Now, I'm sure there's always somebody out there scamming something or doing something and producing VIN numbers, you know. I'm sure, you know. And the reason they do that is so that that car looks legitimate. So, in other words, it'd be two cars have the same VIN number. I don't know it that that's that common, though, to be honest with you.
So when I sold a car recently, and there was a person that was out of town that wanted me to send the Carfax to him, and I wouldn't do it. But anybody that was here and was looking, wanted to look at the car, I told them in the ad that I have the Carfax, so I just handled it that way.
Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. And you could also send the Carfax and redact, you know, a large portion of the VIN and just leave like the last six and say, well, this last six matches, just so you know. And I mean, you could do it that way too.
There you go. That's what I was going to do if it came down to it. Anyway, the car was sold, and then so it brought up a second question.
Bruce, did you sell your Explorer? You have an Explorer, don't you?
Yes, I did. I did sell it.
I remember talking about it. So yeah, okay.
What a car it was! I was meticulous on the both the service and the documentation on it.
Somebody got a great used car from you.
Yes, they did. with respect to that sale, on the title, you know, when you transfer your title over, there's a place on that where you're supposed to put the amount you sold. And
correct.
I don't know what that's. What do they want with that?
But because they're going to tax that person when they register the car.
What business is of theirs for a private party sale?
When they go to register the car, they charge sales tax on the amount. They collect sales tax on that amount.
Well,
plus there's licensing tax and all that has nothing to do with the sale amount. That's all done on the value of the car.
Right, and that's kind of fixed based on Blue Books.
All same Ford Explorers that are 19 or 2005 get charged the same value tax as far as that goes. But when you sell a car, even though it's a private party, that's how the state of California gets its sales tax.
Well, so I kind of suspected that. So I said, well, let's just put down $50. But they actually wanted to be more realistic. I'm not going to say what they did put, but...
Well, and to be honest with you, if you get too crazy with that, that you're off base, then they raise an eyebrow and they can actually say, well, even though you got it for the work, this is what we feel the value is. We're going to charge you that sales tax.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, but I thought, well, I'll just say it's we were partying it out or something like that.
Well, and there's many options to that. That is correct. So it's hard for them to prove if that's what you're asking, but that is why it's there. They're really, the state's trying to get their sales tax. So I would, if I had to guess, I would suspect that a lot of people fidge on that number.
Yep. Yeah. It would certainly help the sale of the car.
Well, save themselves a little money, that's for sure. The new people getting it.
Yeah, and you guys have been discussing electric cars so much recently, and I was thinking about that, and you know, and you were specifically talking about the lithium that's I guess in around the Salton Sea area.
There's supposed to be a ton of it there.
Yes, there is, and I think it's verified, but, you know, they're doing all these environmental studies and whatnot, so it's going to be a couple of years. Wouldn't you like to have be a career politician and have that insider trading information? I'm not
going
to go there.
You know where that's going.
They do. The state of California seems to be somewhat hell-bent on getting cars off the road and people out of cars and whatnot.
I'm just wondering how they're going to go about extracting all that without damaging the Salton Sea, because it's also a natural area, you know. They want to do an electric cars because they say it saves the environment, but it really doesn't. It has a worse carbon footprint from start to finish. So I don't know. It's all a bunch of lip service if you...
Right. You know, it seems like you guys at West Automotive have a real handle on electric vehicles as well as traditional. And I think that's a good thing. So it seems like you have you're going to be well set for the future.
Well, and you always have, I mean, and if you're not changing with the direction, any company, I don't care what you're into or what you do, if you're not changing along with everything in the cycle, then you will be dying. Your business will be eventually. So we always try to stay up with everything going and coming and stuff like that. The only struggles that we have right now are, and I just saw some information that Tesla may be considering releasing to the aftermarket a bunch of information about repair information and also a way to source parts for their vehicles that are out of warranty, which would be really great because at this point right now, there's no information available to fix them. And that's the biggest problem. All of us at the West Automotive Group as Master Techs, we can repair, diagnose, and fix any vehicle. Electric, not, it doesn't matter. But we do need to have the information for the testing so that and the tooling, and then we need to have the parts availability to be able to fix it. If you have those three things, we're set. We can fix anything.
And in line with that, you may have heard recently that Apple actually broke down and is allowing personal service on their products. So that's a good thing.
I heard that. I also heard they got some big security thing that went haywire recently,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah. And they were saying today, anybody that owns an iPad or Apple cell phone, computer, whatever, has got to get that upgraded for the software to
gotcha.
Alleviate that.
Hey, you're going to see that with cars coming, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to get, you know, we do a lot of software upgrades on cars for drivability concerns, things like that. Not so much security issues, but I think if you pay attention a little further in the future, you are going to see where they're talking about, okay, this car needs to be upgraded because there's a security issue, et cetera.
Absolutely. And one other thing that goes kind of along with that is if you're covering all bases, you know, in your neighborhood, and all your technicians and mechanics know it as well, that the streets are now full of e-bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And those bikes, believe it or not, can be very, very sophisticated in terms of the gears in them, planetary gears, and the operational, the control modules.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think that there's a whole lot of bike shops that have a clue as to what's going on with those things. And, you know, it's just a thought that you have technicians and mechanics there already that are versed in all of that, except for the bikes themselves. And, you know, just a third little division.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there will be places that are specifically specializing in those bad boys, you know. So, without
maybe
question.
Maybe you yourself.
Yeah, man, open an electric bike shop. There you go.
All right.
Hey, Bruce, nice great to talk to you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. All right, folks, great question. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. We're going to have to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Hello, Mr. Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Actually, I'm doing good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. It's always good to have a good morning. Sorry. All of a sudden, I got all these requests to follow. They're bots. I got rid of them. Delete, delete, delete.
Bots.
Don't need no bots.
Oh, a bot.
Oh, a bot?
Yep.
Yep, oh, bot. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway and Escondido AAA approved and STAR certified for over 29 years now. Taking care of folks up there in the North County. And West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission out in the East County at 844 North Johnson Avenue. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for over 9 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission right in Central San Diego, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks for over 5 years over there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, right in the Golden Triangle, taking care of folks over there for over 3 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, all myself, my employees, everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. And that is we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs on approved credit. Ask any of my center managers, service writers, customer service folk. They'll help you out and get you all approved for this. Easy and simple. You can use it over and over again and it's 6 months no interest, especially when times get a little tough. It's great to have the card and spread it out and make it easy on you. You also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or proper diagnosis on any vehicle at any four locations. Get your vehicle diagnosed, and the best money ever spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose a vehicle. Diagnosis is the first step to making a repair good. So let's get that done. Give us a call or hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, drop off your vehicle, we'll give you free shuttle rides to or from work or home. Low-cost rental vehicles from all four locations, too, if you need one. Hop on westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, or Twitter, Instagram, etc. We send little tips out and all that great stuff. You can also check us all out, make appointments there. That's westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can also check out The Auto Man, where I'm The Auto Man on the CW and Fox 5 News. Right from there. Or you can click on Auto Talk Radio and check out all the podcasts and what Auto Talk Radio is all about. You can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. We're here to help you with all your automotive needs. Just remember, go to westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call this morning at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, and we're here to chat with you about it. We started talking about oil consumption on vehicles and the amount of oil that vehicles are now consuming. And also vehicles, when they start to get up in mileage too, often start to consume oil. But that is more expected, right?
Well, yeah. Parts are looser. And
well, rings wear. Cylinder walls, cone shape, actually. They start to get, or egg shape over time. The combustion of the piston pushing from one side to the other during combustion, you know, where it slams it again, it tends to wear, believe it or not. So just one of those things. The survey that I have is about 500,000 vehicles you know, in the 2010 to 2020. The engines in this subset that reportedly burned the most oil belong mostly to imported vehicles. Although they're, like I said, Cadillac had its own running in this. The biggest offenders in this category, and Audi's kind of cured this a bit lately in the late 20s, but the 2.0 liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine in their 3.0 liter V6 from the get used to burn oil like crazy. Just sometimes more than a quart per 1,000 miles.
Right.
Which, I mean, you buy one of those vehicles, you'd be very upset, I would think. BMW's 4.8 liter. And the twin turbocharged 4.4 liter V8. And Subaru's 3.6 liter six-cylinder, 2.0 and 2.5. So Subaru had all three motors were burning oil like crazy of those. Those are the biggest used motors in their cars. The Audis were the A3, A4, A5, and A6 and Q5 lines. So the good news is if you bought an R8, it's not having that problem. Not too many people bought an R8.
It must have had its own engine.
Well, yeah, definitely a different. Yeah, the R8, the two-door carbon fiber race car one.
Yeah.
And the A8s in that are a bigger V8, so it's a different engine, etc. As far as that goes. BMW 5, 6, and 7 series. Their X5. Subaru Forester, Impreza, Legacy, and Outback. Well, I was going to say, Subaru, those three motors in a Subaru are used in a ton of models, right? So... these cars are 27 times more likely to suffer excessive oil consumption than the average vehicle on the road. That's a lot. It's a high count for sure. 27 times more likely.
The thing is, though, is they're making these things. They want more horsepower out of them. They want better fuel economy out of them. So you got to loosen the engine up. You loosen the engine up, what's going to happen? You're going to burn a lot of oil.
I think it's the way that they design, because they keep changing, like it was talking about the ring design, and then as far as like they're impregnating the cylinder walls with certain things. And as we know, we've seen engines before. What happens if you take an engine, an older four cylinder engine, and you flip the second ring upside down?
It's like a vacuum pump.
It sucks oil like crazy up the thing. So if you don't get that second ring sealing, which is kind of a scraper, which is pushes oil down off the it prevents the oil from surpassing up into the combustion chamber along with the oil ring below it. And if the sealing to the cylinder walls, and like I said, they're impregnating them with all different kinds of things for friction efficiency and items like that, if
fuel economy.
Just, it doesn't come out just right, then you end up with an oil burner. So and that's where the engineers come in. I don't engineer cars. I just realize what they're doing and go from there with them. So just some things to keep an eye on. But with all the engineering and changes and stuff that we've done, for sure, the consumption of oil has changed on several vehicles.
Yes.
Without question. All right, folks, we're talking all things automotive this morning. You can give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Well, we are talking about all things today. Now Northeast states are in a drought. That's very interesting. I thought it was just us here in California.
See, sometimes I think that TV's now a distraction for the show.
It is a distraction. There's a lot going on.
I know. There's news every single day now.
There's a great thing going on. They're doing the Wounded Warrior 5K this morning at Liberty Station. That's an awesome thing.
That is
if you ain't
awesome.
If you're not doing anything, get down there and run into 5K or walk.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing to support and love the Wounded Warrior stuff. So we usually do Freedom Station stuff every year around Christmas time. So great cause, helping the military. And that's a local, started here locally, the folks that run that. And, man, they do a lot to help veterans military folk get back on their feet for sure. So good stuff. That's always good stuff. Anyway, all right, so I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the number one technician recommended battery nationwide. So if you need a battery for any of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Highest quality batteries out there. Good stuff for sure. All right, real quick. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, let's grab Alan in Chula Vista. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian.
How you doing, my friend?
Doing good. Hey, apologies if I missed something. I've been listening to you about the burning oil problem.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about older cars or newer cars?
We were actually talking about both, but the real problem we were talking about is like the Audis and those that we're talking about and the Subarus. These are all brand new cars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and they all had 2014 to 20 in there. Several of their models had a lot of problems with oil consumption as far as that goes, brand new off the line. So they were running these cars extremely low on oil because in 1,000 miles sometimes they'd burn up to a quart or more.
Okay, so that wouldn't be caught on the newer cars because it's a different OBD system, isn't it?
Well, the problem is the way this burns the oil is it's not fouling the plugs, you're not getting a misfire, that it just slowly sucks the oil up past the rings and burns it along with the fuel and all that. So you really are not getting a scenario where we're picking up a misfire or anything like that on those vehicles.
So in other words, there wouldn't be a problem passing smog on those?
No problem at all. Yeah. Yeah, they just keep going through. But over time, it will cause issues such as coating the surface of the catalytic converter. But the car will be out of warranty by the time it destroys it that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when it burns just a little bit, but consistently, so that it doesn't show up where it fouls plugs, et cetera.
Couldn't we go in some way, go back to the good old days?
Well, you know.
You didn't have the complications plus the politics involved in it?
Exactly. But, I have to be honest with you. The engineering and stuff that we have is amazing, too. But sometimes, and the reason I'm talking about this, sometimes they end up with these problems and they have to fix them. And some of these cars have been fixed in the early 2000s now, so they don't have the issues they did. But these cars, when they were new, had these issues, and they were keeping a really close eye on them.
Wow. Okay. It's good for us to keep a close eye on it as well.
Exactly. And those cars also used, that problem's not cured on most of them. Some of them, Audi put new motors in, different things like that, but some of the models, but not all of them were not cured. So be cautious if you're buying a 2014 to 2020, some of these models we're talking about.
Good deal. Great advice. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, thanks for the call, Alan. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Always a great call from Alan. We appreciate him listening and chatting with us. Let's grab Mike real quick in Mission Hills. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. My question is about power windows and the diagnosis of them.
Sure.
Basically, when I want to lower the window on the driver's side, it's no problem. But then when I try to raise it, it takes three or four attempts to hit the button for it to actually go up. And I took it to a garage, and a guy immediately said, it's the switch.
Huh.
And I wanted to know, because I know it's usually one of three things, either the motor, the regulator, or the switch. do you think that's an accurate diagnosis without taking the car apart? I mean, the
car apart? Well, I mean, it could be a good guess.
That's what I'm thinking. It was a good guess.
It's a good guess, but it could also be wrong. I mean, there are several other things. The only way to really know is diagnose it properly, which is what you're getting at, I'm sure. Because there's a couple other things. What your make and model car are we talking about, Mike?
It's a 2010 Town and Country Chrysler.
Okay. So that also, a key to that is those windows are programmable. Sometimes they get out of their program and we have to reset them. And so that they open and close properly. There may not be anything wrong with the switch or the motor. It may just be a programming issue. So, and those windows are programmed that when you hit the switch to close fully or not. And if that gets messed up, you have to clear it and reset it. There's a reset procedure and then it starts working. So there may not be anything wrong as far as that goes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, it does work, but it just, you know, it takes.
That's why that's what I'm saying. Attempts. Setting could be messed up on it. So since it takes multiple attempts, I would go through the window reset procedure first. If we were testing it, we'd reset it, see if it fixes it, and that now it works fine where you don't have to hit it several times, which is highly possible. We see a lot of those come in that way, and something has messed up the settings. And we reset it to factory settings, and now the window works just fine.
So that would be considered a pretty quick fix, right? I mean,
the set, you know, usually it takes about an hour time total with everything. By the time you look at it, figure out that's what it is, do it. I mean, so as far as that goes, but it's a lot cheaper than replacing the switch and all that to find out it's not the problem.
Yeah. The other question I have is. You know, the pandemic just messed everything up and stuff. Mm-hmm. If it were like the regulator or the motor or the switch or whatever, is that usually a problem for you to get these parts? Like, do you sometimes have to say, well, we got to keep the car for 2 days because we can't get this certain part? Does that happen much?
Well, it's happened on all kinds of things. Is it getting better? Absolutely. So, it can. Yeah, as far as that goes. Or, you know, there's not one in stock here. It's got to come out of L.A. Can't get it till tomorrow. So it just depends as far as that goes. In this scenario, I a great guess from me would be it's not the regulator and motor. And I'll tell you why. Because when a regulator and motor fails, usually it fails. So, you know, or there's you can hear or the cable's come undone or the, you know, so the window doesn't work no matter what. So that's not the problem. But going back to your question about are there still part sourcing concerns here and there? Absolutely, still. Yes. We're fighting that every single day. But if you're working with a quality facility, we have all different angles to source things. And usually, no matter what it is, if it's in the country, we can get it overnighted if we need it quickly. So, you know, you've just got to source it and find it. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. But you're, okay, so you're saying it's either probably the switch or the computer thing.
It needs to be reset first, because that's what it sounds like it is, and that's part of the diagnosis when you're diagnosing a problem like this. So that's what should be done. It should be put back to factory reset.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much for the information.
No problem, Mike. If you need any help with that, any of our like locations can surely help you if you're not finding help out there. Okay.
Yeah, I'd be headed toward Balboa.
You got it. Yeah, there. Joe's the manager there. He'll get you all taken care of.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Have a safe, wonderful weekend, my friend. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
So, a great window question. I haven't had one of those in a while. So, but those Chryslers, the presets on them get messed up sometimes. So, that may be why he's having such a fight with the window going up, as far as that goes. So, anyway, let's see what Brody's up to. Is this Bodie?
It's the Bodie man. Good morning,
Joe. It says on my screen, Brody. So in that I
accidentally had that, a typo. Sorry, and I had like calls.
Brendan had so many calls going that he was like, I was watching the board light up, and I was like, "Whoa, there's a bunch of people calling," and he's typing so fast. Oh, now he fixed it. Now it says Bodie because he doesn't want it to look like I made the mistake. Good job, Brendan. What's up, Bodie?
He's a smart feller.
Well, I didn't know if it was you or there was actually somebody named Brody, because there could be somebody that's a Brody. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Never know. So what's happening?
You know, I'd like to compliment you on your not only wide but deep range of all these problems. Like, how many people know about a 2002 Chrysler?
Hey, I've just, you know, the only reason I know it is because we've seen it. That's what helps me, and I just know these vehicles and what the scenarios that they come up with. And unfortunately, I've seen cars like that Chrysler van come in with the same problem, and they've had a switch replaced somewhere, and somebody didn't know how to fix it properly, and then we just do the factory reset. Now the window works perfectly, and I feel bad for people because the master switch on that car, I guarantee, is $400.
Woo.
Well, because it's the driver's door master switch he's talking about. So that thing is a full switch assembly, and a lot of times it has the lock in it and everything for that. So it's kind of like its own little module, and it's quite expensive usually. So to replace that and then have it not work properly, boy, that'll leave it a burning in your stomach, won't it?
Yeah. My dad would have just said, don't use the window.
Don't use the window. Well, that's okay if the AC works, I guess.
Yeah, or just open the other windows, you know.
Open the other windows. You know,
well, this,
that's,
I like
that's all good until you go through a drive-thru and it's the driver's window. That makes it really difficult.
Go in reverse.
Go in reverse, backwards. Oh, no. I wish Kevin wouldn't have said that. I'm going to be driving home today, and I'm going to drive by an In-N-Out, and there'll be somebody backing through the drive-thru. Why? Because Kevin said it was okay.
And you're welcome. For the entertainment for the day.
So here's my question. I just smogged yesterday. I smogged my 1999 CRV, automatic four cylinder. The guy goes, it just squeaked by. And I went, okay. And he ran his finger in the tailpipe. It's on the oily side a little bit. And he said that oil could ruin the catalytic converter. Because the other thing that it prompted him to call is I went to a 2050 oil because it was smoking a little bit. And now it stopped smoking. So I realized the gas mileage is going to be affected. Is there anything I could do, you know, besides, you know, plugs, you know, keep the valves adjusted properly, all that?
If it's burning oil, there's not a whole lot you can do to fix that. Sometimes an induction, because you remove carbon on the rings, which will help a bit. But, how many miles are on it?
214.
Gotcha. So why did he say it barely passed? Was it the emissions readings or just that he was concerned about the small bit of oil smoke or?
Yeah, I think it was more the oil.
Yeah. As far as that goes, yes, over time it will damage a catalytic converter, and yes, it will foul plugs, and it's just one of those things you deal with a higher mileage vehicle, though, for sure.
Yeah.
So. But how fast will it damage the catalytic converter is the question. So, I mean, sometimes it outlive the car. We're 220,000 miles in. So, you know, if it doesn't need a catalyst until it's 420,000 miles, then you did pretty good.
Yeah. Now, just ironically, is my 1997 Acura 2.2 CL four-cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
That has almost 300,000 miles. And the tailpipe is nice and tan colored, you know, it's like, huh?
It's not burning any oil, but then again, it's different motor. And, you know, actually you could take two of those cars side by side though. And one's in perfect shape at 300,000 miles and the other one has multiple issues. And the reason it comes down to is what's happened to the motor. I mean, you do have to think about this. This is like a person, you know, what's happened to them along the way. So the car, you know, different things breakdown, like maybe that car had a thermostat stick and it's been overheated a couple times, the one that's now burning oil. Or maybe somebody blew a radiator hose and it overheated on them, so now it's affected the engine in the long run. There's all different kinds of things that you may not know that can affect how a vehicle runs and acts after it has quite a few miles on it.
Brilliant, brilliant deduction.
Food for thought, my friend.
Well, just as you know, I know you work out, is I'm 77. I'm in the gym 2-3 times a week. I have been eating organic food 95% of my life.
Nice.
I really drink coffee, and I run around like a kid.
Well, there you go. Hey, it's all about taking care of the bod, huh?
I when I coach people, I say, look, start now and don't ever give up.
That's right. You do the best you can. Sometimes things come after you that you can't change or affect, that's for sure. But, I mean, you do the best you can, right?
Well, most of it is controllable, and then we can influence it. You know, like I said, I'm 77. I run around like a kid, you know?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
Good
Stay
stuff.
Healthy.
Always great to hear from you, Ciao. My friend. Have a great one. Take care. Bye.
Ciao.
So always good to hear from. I'm going to real quick here grab Reagan. Is this Reagan?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
I wanted to get you in here real quick before we run out of time on the clock.
Thank you.
No problem. What you got going on?
I have an 08 Hyundai Veracruz.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make a lot of them.
That's true.
And I wanted to see if there was a software update, because I'm only getting about 13.6 mileage out of it. A friend of mine in Phoenix had a 12, mm-hmm. and he was getting 19 to 20 miles per gallon.
Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of different things that can affect that, but there could be a software update. I don't know. Has the car ever been updated since you've owned? Did you buy it brand new?
No. Okay. I bought it used with 112,000.
Yeah. The only way to know on the software on a vehicle is to plug in and see what version there is, and then we check with the manufacturer to see if there's a newer version. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I had it to Hyundai on a recall. Uh-huh. They had to repair the rocker cover in the front because it was dropping oil on the alternator.
Okay.
They had to replace the alternator, and that's the only time I've been in there.
All right. Yeah, that time would have been, because when you have the car in next time, wherever, them or somebody like us, we could check the software version and check it against what the manufacturer, the newest software version is. So, and that can be done. Okay. That's the best way to do it, though. Okay?
Yeah. I asked them to replace the rear three spark plugs. They wanted $600.
Yeah, it's a bit of money. You got to roll the motor forward, and it's hard to get through back in there. So that's one of those tough ones to do. But it's well worth it, especially if you're not getting great gas. How many miles are on the car?
132 now.
Yeah. Have you ever put spark plugs in it?
I put the front three in, but I didn't do the back three because I needed a gasket. You have a gasket in the intake manifold.
Yeah, the plenum gasket. Yeah, you need to get those back three replaced. So it's good to replace all six at the same time. And that could be part of your gas mileage problem, especially at 132,000 miles, original plugs in the rear. Those things are well worn out, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a little bit of problem with a cat. Converter, say it's bank two is giving me a code on the catalytic converter.
Yeah, well, it if those plugs aren't burning fuel properly, you can set all kinds of bank two codes with the catalyst. So that's why I would start there, and because if you leave those plugs in there too long and they're not doing complete burning and you're getting raw fuel down the exhaust, you are going to need a cat for sure.
Yeah. I put that cat cleaner additive in, and it went through one tank and never got the code back. But now it gave me a code last week, so I used my reader and cleared the code, and it's back on.
Gotcha. Well, let's get those plugs replaced when you can, and should and then monitor from there, I would.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll get at it.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Reagan. Have a safe, wonderful weekend. Let us know how that works
out.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All great calls. Oh, check that out. And Brendan says, 2 minutes to go to the end of the show. We got everybody in. What do you think?
Right on.
We did not solve the oil burning problem, though.
No.
No. Nor the rattle in Brendan's brand new car. We didn't solve the problem in your car yet, Brendan.
Well, you sort of. You told me since I'm still under warranty, just take it back to the dealership and have them take a look because it's still under warranty.
And all rogues rattle?
Yes, and that too. Yes, as well. Yeah.
All rogues rattle a little bit. Well, you're using too much AC.
I am, yes.
I'm just kidding you.
No. It's true. I should use more fresh air, to be honest.
More fresh air?
Yeah.
Well, the AC through the cabin filter is very fresh.
I know.
It's probably fresher than the air from outside. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, probably. So, all good. But we'll try to solve more car problems next week, as we often do, as we're here every Saturday. We love everybody joining us. We appreciate you tuning in to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego 1170. And 96.1 FM, always a great thing. We love bringing you the automotive knowledge, and we love that you bring us your automotive questions. So that's what makes the show so fun. We had a ton of callers today, huh, Brendan?
Yeah. Garden Talk had a bunch of calls today. Good. And
so everybody's up and moving.
Exactly.
San Diego and everybody else out there, enjoy the weekend. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. It's probably going to be a beautiful one, and we want you to get out there and enjoy it. We will be returning next week, so make sure and tune in at 7 a.m. next Saturday morning for Auto Talk Radio. Everybody be safe and be good. Until next week, this has been Auto Talk Radio.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.